Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe kicking it with you on this Thursday afternoon, 40 minutes from now. We will be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Cardinals and the Seahawks down in the desert. Cannot wait for that game. Big time implications as it pertains to the postseason in the NFC, because I do think that the NFC West is going to get three playoff teams just based on the schedules. And one of these teams is going to be on the outside looking in. Who will it be? Tonight's going to go a long way in deciding that. And speaking of tonight, we want to know from you guys, the real ones out there watching and listening wherever you are, hop into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat and let us know your favorite bet for tonight's football game. It could be a side, a total, a prop. Let us, whatever it is, just let us know why, and we will give you a tip of the cap later on during the program, as it's always great to hear from the real ones with these standalone games. We will have some NFL awards breakdown coming up in about 20 minutes, Ryder Cup bets, MLB bets on this crazy, crazy Thursday in baseball. Like, yesterday was nuts. I think today is going to be even crazier, to be quite honest. Like, these games have been awesome, and it's been a fun end of the regular season, and we'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's going on, buddy? How are we doing today?
Happy week four in the NFL, Femi. We are doing fantastic.
Man. Happy week four indeed. We got football tonight. Absolutely love it. I think it's a really high stakes game. It's not a loser leaves town. Like, it's way too early to proclaim that, but like, this is really high stakes based on how the playoff picture might unfold later on this season. So let's waste no more time. Let's go ahead and get into it, and let's go ahead and let the folks know the top stories that we have on this Thursday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
I mean, we know what the number one thing is. We know what the top story is. It's week four in the NFL. It's the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. It's an NFC West battle. Both these teams currently 2-1. So obviously an important game here early in the season. If we head over to BetMGM, we can see the Seahawks are currently a 1.5-point road favorite. Total points in this one are currently set at 43.5. Femi, how are you and the other folks betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, this is an early season high leverage game, as we outlined in the last segment there. Like, I think this is really, really important result for whoever is going to win this one, because the winner is going to have a nice upper hand on this losing team in terms of getting to the postseason. I still believe the Rams and the Niners are going to be there at the end, and I think whoever wins this game has the leg up on being there at the end as well. Now, for me to bet this game, small bet on the Cardinals. I just think that they're the more desperate team. Like, having lost to Mac Jones and the 49ers on Sunday, now you come back home on a short week where you got the advantage. You're at home. You didn't have to travel like the Seattle Seahawks did. Like, this is one of those kind of games that you need to win if you're going to fulfill some of these, oh, frisky or dark horse expectations that the Cardinals have had all throughout the offseason leading up to the regular season. So I'm going to rock with the Cardinals. I'm going to wait, though, to bet this game. Like, and it's going to be a small bet, because to be quite honest and be just transparent, if this game were on a Sunday, I wouldn't bet it. But it's a standalone NFL game, and I want action on the game, so I'm going to bet the game, and it'll be a smaller bet. We will wager responsibly for tonight's game, but hopefully we wager wise with tonight's game as well. But I like Arizona, so I'm going to wait, see if we can get some, like, plus 115, maybe plus 120 on the money line, because, like, a couple of places actually have plus 115 already. Let's see if more Seattle money shows up, because if that's the case, we might be able to get a nice price on the Cardinals, and what I think should just be like a pick 'em game. Like, if this game was Pick'em, I'd be like, all right, great. That's what the betting market should be. But now that Seattle's starting to get that support, I think maybe we can play back the other side and back the Cardinals. As for what everyone else is betting with this game, 72% of the bets, 71% of the handle is on the Seahawks laying the 1.5. That should be no surprise, just based on how the market has been moving throughout the course of the week. 55% of the bets and 67% of the handle is on over 43.5. 62% of the bets, 86% of the handles on Seahawks moneyline at minus 130. As for the popular player props, fifth most popular, Kyler Murray, over 5.5 rushing attempts at minus 145. Fourth most popular, Sam Darnold, over 219.5 passing yards. Third most popular, JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, over 79.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, Trey McBride, over 60.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Torrey Horton, over 22.5 receiving yards, minus 115. Kenneth Walker III is the most popular anytime TD score. He's at even money, but look out, man. Zach Charbonnet is going to play tonight, all right? Just saying. All you out there jamming that Kenneth Walker anytime touchdown score. We will have Femi's Island first TD scorer bets at 6:40 to wrap up the show, but it will be a small bet on the Arizona Cardinals tonight at a plus money price on the money line. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, staying in the NL West, the San Francisco 49ers might be 3-0, but they are having zero luck on the injury front. We've seen the list. Brock Purdy has been out. George Kittle is on the IR. They've lost Nick Bosa for the season. And now John Lynch offers a rough update on wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. He says, due to the type of knee injury that Ayuk had, he had several problems with that knee when he injured it in week 7 last season. He hasn't had any setbacks, but he is still quite a ways away from returning. No timetable exactly set, but it does not sound like his return is right around the corner. Femi, that is not exactly the update Niners fans were hoping for.
No, this has kind of been a bad injury week for the 49ers. Less than 7 days ago, they lose Nick Bosa for the season, their best defensive player, and now Brandon Ayuk, a guy that they were hoping to get back in October. Maybe this is November, maybe it's December. We don't want to press the panic button. I think John Lynch is more so trying to like make sure that expectations are being tempered a little bit with this as well. But I guess this is what they mean sometimes when it's like, oh, it was a clean tear. Apparently this one was not. And it's going to take a little bit more time to recover, which it kind of like warps the way we think about these ACL injuries. Because like I always think back to like, oh, like when Adrian Peterson tore his ACL or other guys have torn their ACLs, like they're back within like 9 to 10 months. It's taking a little bit more time for Brandon Ayuk, and I don't think that should be a criticism of him. It just sounds like it was a bad injury for Ayuk that he suffered last October. Now, if Ayuk's going to be out for the foreseeable future, and if Kittle can't get right, that's where the problems lie for the 49ers, because the defense is not going to be like what we saw over the first 3 weeks. Not without Nick Bosa. It's not going to be that. It could still be good, but it's not going to be great to where you could win games 17-14 or 16-15 and kind of grind things out. They need the offense to be their fastball. And the fastball has a little bit less velocity if Ayuk is standing on the sidelines in a street clothes watching the games. Because we already know McCaffrey, we're all kind of just crossing our fingers, hoping he can make it all the way through. But that's kind of a fickle situation to begin with. Like, there's so many issues with this Niners team. And it just feels like a little bit to me, maybe the roster's old. Now, I tend to believe that they're going to be able to make it through and they're going to make the postseason just because the schedule sets up so well. But man, if there's a pushback on that, it's this roster is a little bit long in the tooth and these guys can't stay healthy and that's going to derail them in 2025. I don't want to go there, but this is not a great sign over the next 4 weeks or so on what this offense could look like, because it's not going to have Brandon Ayuk. And if they don't have Ayuk and Kittle's still kind of nursing this hamstring injury, Brock Purdy, time to put the Superman cape on, buddy, because you're going to be carrying that thing, you and CMC, and hopefully for the Niners' sake, they can get it done and stay afloat in a very competitive NFC West. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, this might be a record in headlines for the most baseball stories. We are on story number 3, and let's start talking baseball. We're switching over to the diamond, where the Seattle Mariners have clinched the AL West, led by catcher Cal Raleigh, who slugged his 59th and 60th home runs of the season. Raleigh becomes the fourth American League player and first non-Yankee to hit 60 home runs in a season. Of course, Judge has the AL record of 62. Raleigh has 4 games left here to take a swing at the record. And while he does that, he will be wrestling Aaron Judge for American League MVP.
I mean, like, what a night. What a last couple of nights for Seattle baseball. Like, I'm watching the game the other night, late night, and I'm like, hey, they made the playoffs. Great, let's go. Last night, stealing the division, taking the AL West down. Like, it was incredible. And the moments with Cal Raleigh at the plate, everyone's chanting MVP, bang, all the way up to the upper deck for number 59. Places going nuts. Everyone's losing their minds. Julio then hits a home run the next at bat, back-to-back jacks to kind of get the night going. And at that point, you knew it's like, all right, the Rockies are just going to be serving him up tonight. The Mariners are winning the division, and this is going to be some kind of party. But for Cal Raleigh to hit 60 as well, where everyone once again chanting, MVP, MVP, and then bang, out to right field. It's like, oh my goodness. Like, that is as great a pop as you will see in sports, especially in Major League Baseball. A phenomenal night of baseball for the Seattle Mariners, who, I mean, once again, I tweeted it last night, and I said it on the show yesterday. Like, they literally had not won the division since I was in the sixth grade. Like, that was the last time they won the division, and now they are AL West champions. An awesome, awesome September for the Seattle Mariners. Hopefully they can carry it into October, because we are invested. Bet this team at the trade deadline once again to win the AL pennant. Job one is done. Job two, though, is a much more difficult job. We'll see how things line up with the seeding. I'm kind of hoping they don't get the one seed, because that's the side of the bracket that's a little bit more difficult with all those American League East teams. Let's stay on the bracket with the Central teams, shall we? That's a little bit more manageable. Let's do that. But I think if the Mariners get that two seed, I think they'll be in a really good spot to get to the ALCS and potentially win the pennant and get to the World Series. Now, as for the MVP, this is where, I mean, what a night. Because it started off with Aaron Judge hitting two home runs, by the way. Like, that's what gets lost in all of this from Cal Raleigh. Judge hit a homer, bang. Everyone's talking about Judge. Hits another one in the eighth inning. And it's like, wow, Judge is going to steal this thing. Judge is going to take it. And for Raleigh to respond with two more home runs, I actually think that BetMGM has the market right. Like, if the voters had to vote right now, Raleigh would win. Let's see what happens over these next 4 days. Aaron Judge could respond. Maybe he hits a home run in an AL East clinching performance. That could swing things back to Judge. But as it stands right now, like, it's got to be Raleigh. That 60 number is massive, and voters gravitate toward those milestone kind of numbers, and he got it now. And everyone all last night was just saying, my God, for a catcher to do this, what an accomplishment. This is insane. He helped win them the division. Like, this is all coming up big dumper. That's how it's all coming up right now. And unless Judge does something pretty remarkable, I think those massive Cal Raleigh 150 to 1, 100 to 1 tickets that were out there in April and May, I think those are going to get to the finish line. And I didn't think I'd be saying that all throughout this summer. I thought Judge was going to hold him off. Nah, man, the big dumper came through, and I think he's going to come through with an MVP, barring Judge doing the miraculous later on this week. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remy, how about the AL East here? You just talked about Aaron Judge hitting two home runs. That's propelled the Yankees to win four straight games. Now, Toronto, they've lost their last two, and the Yankees and Blue Jays are now tied for first place in the AL East with four to play. Remy, we've been talking about the AL Central. We'll get to that in a minute, but this is a divisional race we didn't think we would have a couple of weeks ago.
No, Toronto snatched it. And they all of a sudden we thought they were going to run away with it, but then the Blue Jays turn into the Blue Jays, don't they? Has anyone actually believed in this team? I have not been one of them. I got Shane Bieber, and it's like, oh, look at this, the Blue Jays. It's like, guys, they're going to find a way to screw this up, and I think they're going to find a way to screw it up. I think Boston's going to beat them again tonight, and the Yankees, who still get the White Sox in town, I think by this time tomorrow, we'll be talking about the New York Yankees with a one-game lead in the American League East. And I think the Yankees are going to hang on to that lead because Toronto was just dying for someone to walk through the door, and the Yankees are walking through it. They're going to be your AL East champions. Toronto, I would not feel good about that team in October. They just have the vibes of waiting for the other shoe to drop and wondering what could go wrong next. And if that's the vibe you go into with October, you're not going to be around October very long. So I think the Yankees get it done. I think the Blue Jays are an early exit in the American League. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, how about the Cleveland Guardians? They have taken over first place in the AL Central. They beat the Tigers last night, 5-1. Sole possession, one game up on the Tigers. Femi, this has been a remarkable comeback. The two teams play again tonight, and with a win, Cleveland can really take a stranglehold on this thing, getting that magic number down to one.
I mean, I have no words for this. Like this is this is insane. Like 150-1 all-star break, 80-1 last week, and now minus 700 to win the division. Like, this is pretty remarkable that this has taken place. In just a short month, 12 and a half games back were the Cleveland Guardians. And now, not only is Cleveland likely to win the division, Detroit might miss the playoffs entirely. And if that happens, there's a good chance heads roll. Like, I know people are calling for AJ Hinch's job, like, and sometimes that seems to be a little bit unfair. I don't think it's unfair right now. You blow that kind of a lead, you gotta go. And he's a great manager, and also a cheater, but a great manager. He's really, really good. But, like, you just cannot be a part of this. This is a team that we were talking one seed in the summertime with the Detroit Tigers. That's how good they were. They were the one, and now they might be the none, as in no playoff appearance. I can't believe that this is happening with the amount of pitching that they have. The lineup has cooled off. The pitching hasn't been as strong. This team has completely collapsed. And I don't know who to blame, but someone's going to have to pay for this one. And it's probably going to be the skipper at the end of the year. Bill, hit me with the last one.
I mean, let's switch over to the National League here because the Mets are still desperately clinging to the final NL wildcard spot. The Mets got flattened by the Cubs, but the Reds and D-backs lost as well. The Mets still clinging to that one-game lead.
I mean, how lucky are the Mets, right? how lucky are the New York Mets? And I'm saying this as somebody who bet the New York Mets to win the World Series. I am living and dying with these Mets results. Now, I'll also say this. I did bet the Chicago Cubs last night because I knew the Mets were going to lay an egg with my man Jonah Tong. That wasn't the case last night. That dude got pulled up out of that game. It did not go well. But for the fact that the Reds and Diamondbacks lost in extra innings to keep this Mets season alive, it's really incredible. But I will say this, Cincinnati right now is up 2-0. Let Cincinnati win. The pressure is on tonight, New York. You got to get it done against Chicago on national TV. We'll all be watching. We'll all see if you can hang it together and hopefully hang on for this postseason spot. All right, on the other side, we're talking NFL awards as well as Ryder Cup and baseball bets to close out the hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.